Durango, Colorado, under the direction of Catherine Reed. Please welcome the Durango High School Red Pride Marching Band.
Good afternoon, Durango High School. This is Amy Lou from Denver, Colorado. I will be judging you in visual individual on the field, and I wish you the very best of luck. Yeah, nice body control and the touch and go. Some people dipping a little bit too much into their knees, but overall good sense of control and form development on that. Excellent job, saxophones. I'm that across with the horn movement as well as in the turn. Very nice and uniform. Excellent. Some minor inconsistencies in one of the trombones as they turn around, but everyone else really locked that in really well. Excellent initiation on the step off from the trumpets in low brass over here on side one. Some minor inconsistencies within the bass drums on the crab step forward and keeping those feet in time. Yeah, and then controlling that weight. So if they get their feet out of time, got to be able to control that weight when you come to a stop. Yeah, nice timing on the ending there, color guard. Good sense of control and playing with that last sort of phrasing. Hugger seems to be a little bit distant from the band. They'll probably give you a little bit of that feedback up top. But it just seems like they're kind of a little bit disconnected from what's going on with the center of the band. Yeah, good timing on the step out of initiation within the flutes and clarinets in the backfield. Yeah, nice job on getting really low and everyone kind of having that uniformity of body on that and keeping them maintaining the form as they go through that. Really well done. Yeah, just some dirty feet as we kind of come into this bigger block here. Gotta drive those heels and get those toes up. Minor inconsistencies from person to person in the orientation of shoulders and hips, if it's directly towards the drum major or if it's on just everyone on a specific angle. Again, some trouble with being in time, but flutes actually resolved it fairly well as you came across. Horns down good. This is a little awkward. I'm not quite understanding the shoulder hip facings with the clarinets and flutes off of the 35 on where that orientation is supposed to be, where their flute and clarinet are supposed to be pointing as they backward slide before they turn around. So just making sure that's really clear where your shoulders and hips are supposed to be, and then orient your horn to that. Yeah, they have a tendency to phase within their feet and the slower tempo, so really understanding where that and count is super important. Yeah, nice execution of the line, horizontal lines across here, and vertical step out, a little inconsistent and choppy throughout the woodwinds there. Seem to handle the quicker tempo better than they handle the slower tempo within their feet. Some form integrity issues as it develops with the brass in the back, because I have a feeling there's supposed to be three horizontal lines as that sort of inverts and develops and starts to come across the field. And it didn't quite get there. Yeah, horn angles in the brasses are coming forward. Fairly consistent from person to person. Good job getting that little box, horn up to the box. Little horn pop going. Yeah, so same form integrity here. I have a feeling that they're supposed to be, well, maybe not. Maybe they are arcs. A little hard to see from the side. Yeah, development into this final form a little off, especially over onto the front side over by the 35. Just a little, I don't think everyone knew where that set was supposed to get to and then move on the next set. So it's just a little confusing. And even when they kind of turn around and come into the next set, it just seems like they're a little off and don't quite understand. They know where they're supposed to be on the field. Nice horns up, nice smooth job there. Yeah, execution of the actual step out, lunge, weight shift, and then down into the ground was done really well. Timing wise, it could have been aligned a little bit better. Yeah. Overall, I think really well done. I think the thing that the performers can really, really focus on more is driving their feet to be more in time consistently and knowing where their set breaks are and really kind of paying attention to the form development throughout the show. So I wish you the very best of luck on the rest of your season.